Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled Satan's Master Deception. Today we are often amazed at how leaders can seemingly so easily deceive the masses. It seems crazy. In reality, it is demonic. Satan is the god of this age who blinds the minds of people. In Matthew 24, the disciples wanted to know what will signal the future coming of Christ that will bring to an end this present kingdom age. Matthew 24, verse 4, it says, "And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed, take heed that no one deceives you." The subject in view is the end of the age, with the key marker in view being the 70th week of Daniel, as referenced in Matthew 24, 15. The 70th week of Daniel, otherwise known as the seven-year tribulation period, will culminate in Christ's second coming. I believe the context here in Matthew 24, verses 4 through 8, relates to the first half of the tribulation period. The correspondence between the descriptive traits in Matthew 24, 4 through 18, with that of the first four seal judgments in Revelation 6, 1 through 8, have much overlap. So much so that many scholars believe that both texts are descriptive of the first half of the tribulation period. Moody Bible Commentary says, quote, "The events of verses 4 through 8 are part of the seal judgments early in the tribulation," end quote. When Jesus speaks of you in these verses, in Matthew 24, he is speaking generically to everyone, especially to those who will find themselves living in the tribulation period that will usher in the end of the age. The 70th week of Daniel, the tribulation period, begins with one of the greatest deceptions of all time. Antichrist will deceive the nation of Israel by brokering a seven-year covenant, Daniel 9:27, which will be a covenant with death, Isaiah 28:15 and 18. Antichrist will in effect be a false teacher. He comes deceptively, and he will be a false Christ. He's not only going to be a false teacher, but he's going to be a false Christ. He comes deceptively as a man of peace, a man of white. And he will not come alone, as he will have a whole host of deceivers in league, with him. 1 John 2:18 says, "Little children, it is the last hour. It is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour." The world is even now being set up for the Antichrist by the spirit of Antichrist, which is operative in many people. Apostasy and deception define the last days' perilous times of the church age. 2 Timothy 3. But the church age then gives way to the ultimate era of deception with the emergence of the Antichrist coming onto the scene. We read in Revelation 6, 1 and 2, "Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a loud voice like thunder, Come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse," not a black horse, "a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him," a crown, ruling position, "a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer." 1 Thessalonians 5:3, "For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape." 2 Thessalonians 2:9 and 10, "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved." In relation to discussing the end of the age, the very first thing Christ addresses is the issue of deception. Deception. Matthew 24, 5, "For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many." William MacDonald says, quote, during the first half of the tribulation, many false messiahs will appear who will succeed in deceiving multitudes. The current rise of many false cults may be a prelude to this, but it is not a fulfillment. End of quote. As the world enters into the tribulation period, it will be a time of unparalleled deception, with much of it being done in Christ's name. Deception is the devil's game, and he is good at it. In Revelation 12:9, it says, quote, he deceives the whole world. Jesus said he is a liar and the father of it. John 8:44. The entire world is progressively being set up for the master deception of Satan, which will be the Antichrist. The last days of the church age are perilous times because they are days of apostasy that sets the world up for the Antichrist. In this context, evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, 2 Timothy 3:13. And in this context, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, 2 Timothy 3:12. Paul told Timothy that he must continue in the word and exhorted him to preach the word in season and out of season, 2 Timothy 3 and 4. Our assignment as God's people in the face of mounting apostasy is to faithfully hold to and proclaim God's truth. God help us to be faithful.